Today we're talking to our cyberspace congregation all over the world on the internet who tune in and listen to these talks. And today we're talking about sacrifice, renunciation. Let's approach it in opposite way. What if no one renounced anything or sacrificed anything at all and just led their own independent lives? Would we not have a chaotic world? You might say, watching CNN and the other news media, yes, we do have a chaotic world right now because millions of people are living their own independent lives, thinking of number one first, bumping into one another, killing each other, being born again to do the same thing over and over again. Religion begins with renunciation and sacrifice. You've all sacrificed your morning by coming here. You could be sleeping. You could be arguing with each other, getting up in the morning. Who's going to fix breakfast? I'm not going to do it. You did it yesterday, so he has to do it today. It's not my turn. But you're here. When a girl becomes married, she sacrifices her independence. When she has a child, she sacrifices 18, 20, 25 years of her life caring for that child and caring for her husband. When a man becomes married, he sacrifices his independence. He takes on the responsibility of the wife, and they together take on the responsibility of the family that they produce. And that's a big sacrifice to produce a healthy, religious next generation. Someone told me the other day, well, I sort of raised myself in my home. Mother and father both worked, and I turned out all right. I said, yes, but you have a profession. You have money. But you're not a religious person. You're a victim to anger, resentment, aren't you? He said, how did you know? I said, because you didn't turn out all right. You didn't turn out okay. Now you have a chance to become religious and to renounce anger and competitiveness. To feel secure within yourself so you don't have to be jealous of anyone. To know that the divine law and their beings greater than you will take care of you so you don't have to any longer be afraid. That is religion. Many people are saying today, what is religion? And they challenge. Hinduism is just a culture. It's not a religion. What are the component parts of a religion? Compare the religions of the world. Number one, a place of worship. Hinduism has millions. Number two, a congregation that goes to that place of worship. That is happening more abundantly than any other religion in the world. Kumbh Mela, for instance. Number three, a consistent philosophy. Hinduism has three or four major consistent philosophies that have been consistent since the time of the Vedas. What other religion can boast of that? Next, our field workers and missionaries. Among the family community, there are field workers and missionaries all over the world. Next, a ministry That is the sannyasins who've given up family, home, wives, to minister to the peoples of the religion. Schools of training. Yes, there are schools of training for the priests, which there are thousands of priests all over the world. And there are schools of training for the ministers. Next, the flow of finance. The flow in of finance to the institutions and out of the institutions to the congregation and the rest of the world. Or Hinduism has that too, of multi-million dollar temples that have come up in the last 20 years here in America, to say the least, and the other countries of the world as well, as well as temples in India by the hundreds of thousands. Malaysia, Singapore, Africa, and the rest of the world. So what do I say when they say Hinduism is not a religion? It's just a way of life. You see, that's communist Christian propaganda. Pay no attention. Why are the Hindus buying Christian churches that are going out of business? Because Hinduism is dynamic, it's insidious, it's spreading. It has many more answers than most of the other religions. Answers from tradition that work in today's world. And what is tradition? It's the best of the past that's come to the present. And therefore, will guide us into a sublime, secure, and healthy future. Hinduism's monastic facilities are increasing. Other religions are decreasing. There's a crossover. Why? I'm just reminded of traveling through India in a car. We were going to some small villages. We went through several villages and the music was playing loud, and those who have just gotten back from India will recognize this. Music was playing loud, colorful banners, temple was decorated, there were flower stalls everywhere. We got to another village and we got out of the car for a rest stop, and everybody was so sad. There was no music, no color, no flower stalls. I asked around, I didn't speak the language, but ask around, somebody die or something? They ask around, they said, this whole village was converted to Christianity. I said, Does that tell us something? Of course it tells us something. All religions obviously are not one. And all religions obviously are not happy. Because their congregations are not happy and are dwindling. Pope is very worried about his dwindling congregation worldwide. Why? Hinduism is coming up in the world.